Hi there, welcome to lesson five, Animals and Your Experience. You know, so often when I'm teaching animal communication, I'm talking about how you can communicate with animals, how you're communicating with spirit guides, how you're communicating with totem animals, how we're communicating with pets of people, as animals who want information, whether they passed on or whether they're living. But in this lesson, I really want to be talking to you about your experience and your relationship with your own animals and your experiences in nature. So one of the things I think for me that's come up since 2020 is how impactful and important it is to not only use the energy of the animals to help heal ourselves and to heal others, but how important nature, plants, trees, flowers, herbs, are all interconnected and intertwined within this Mother Nature system that all works and moves as one. And this lesson is really about you, because as healers, we're so busy helping heal everybody else that we often forget that we need to be focusing and working on healing ourselves as well. You see, it's important as a healer to, yes, take care of other people, but it's also just as important, if not more important, to put on your own life preserver first in this world. If you can't do that, you're drowning. And with your drowning, you're definitely not saving anyone else. In fact, after breakfast this morning, it's Sunday morning here with my family, and we finish eating a brunch together as a family. And my soul just wants to go for a walk. I can't believe that it is November 5th and it's 7 degrees outside and I'm able to go outside for a walk. Like, the appreciation that I have for that, because I have a mess and so I struggle with some balance issues. And so in the wintertime, I can't easily, like, it's November 5th. I'm used to there being like 5 feet of snow outside the door. So for me to be able to go for a walk in nature in my Crocs on this day is like just such a grateful thing. And as I'm eating my breakfast and I'm like, wow, this is an amazing brunch. And I'm so grateful to be with my family and have my breakfast. I think I'm going to take my granddaughters out for a walk with me to go and enjoy some nature. And is it for my granddaughters or is it for me? Well, obviously it's for both, but it's mostly about connecting with nature and my animals. As my dogs are walking with us and around us, and as the horses are coming up to greet us, and as I'm noticing the plants and I'm witnessing the hay as I'm walking by, and I'm witnessing, you know, the dried up leaves and the fall flowers or winter foliage, if you will, I'm aware of everything and I'm grounded and I'm grateful and I'm experiencing and I'm just soaking into this because it's healing for me. And when I get around to the other end of the property, because as many people know, I often have to use a wheelchair or scooter at times to get around, I feel strength in my body. I feel encouragement in my soul. I feel happiness in myself because I'm present, I'm aware, I'm in the moment, and I am flowing one with nature. Now, to come back after this and to do my readings and to do my work, I feel rejuvenated. I feel happy. I feel balanced. I feel connected and I feel whole. You have to understand that one of the things that I say to people, and I have been actually saying this since 2019, we have to go back in order to go forward. We have to go back in order to go forward. I recently watched a documentary. It was on Netflix and it was about alien encounters. And there was a alien ship, I guess if that's what we're calling it, or craft that had touched down in Africa outside an elementary school. And all of the elementary, or a large portion of the elementary students, were saying that they had witnessed something. And at different points, they weren't all standing together. This was at different points all around the school. People had witnessed different things from this craft and beings that had come out. Anyway, something really struck me, that two girls that were looking in the eyes of one of these beings said the message that they received was that we had basically moved too far away from technology. We had moved too fast through technology, and that technology was hurting us, and that we weren't taking care of nature. Like, we weren't taking care of Mother Earth. And I was like, wow, how true is that? And you continue to get these signs. Like, I don't know how big of a sign the world needs to understand that when we shut the world down and we locked, which, I mean, that's never happened, that you've locked all these people in, you've completely shut this world down, and we start to heal, and we see the rivers and the streams and the trees and the animals, and it starts to thrive and it come to life again. So to me, that seemed like a really good segue into us human beings understanding what Mother Earth needed to heal herself. I'm like, there's the answer. You were given the answer. You were given the answer how to heal climate change. It doesn't mean that obviously we're going to stay in lockdown, but what if we drove a little less? What if we walked a little more? What if horses coming into town was kind of a normal thing? What if we made space for buggies again? What if we grew some of our own foods? What if we learned to support local markets? What if we could believe was the ingredients? What if we got rid of some of the toxins in our food? What if all of these things started to happen? What if we started to care less about money and materialistic things and more about experiences, relationships, happiness, joy, and those things? What if? And what if for each of us that stands with nourishing relationships with our own soul, with connecting more deeply with our animals by asking them intuitively what they need, what they want, by picking up on their signs and symbols, and by creating a deeper awareness and a connection in nature, something that would feed our spirit and make us soar? I think that would be amazing. And so for you as a healer, I hope that you will begin to meaningfully move your way through life and not just be here to help others, but also be here to help yourself. Taking walks in nature, spending time outside, spending time with your animals, spending time watching documentaries, spending time learning about Mother Earth and what she needs and what she wants, and spending time reconnecting and re-tapping into our soul, this beautiful body that you have is a host to your soul, a host to your spirit. And you're meant to build that relationship within yourself because you are one with God, one with nature, one with the universe. I hope that makes sense. And I hope that I've just given you a little bit of a reminder as to why it's so important to heal yourself as you're healing everyone else also. I hope you enjoyed this entire program, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.